If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Over 70 hours per week of Houston's best local sports talk. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC at KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. First ever Alabama quarterback to win the Heisman, Bryce Young.
Kind of crazy to think about that. I guess it's been relatively new. Tua, top 10 pick, Mac Jones, 12, 13, whatever he was. 15. I don't count Jalen Hurts. I guess that's it. I mean, they actually were still winning with subpar.
They always had subpar.
Well, they had non-NFL quarterbacks.
They haven't had an NFL quarterback since Kenny Stabler. I mean, honestly.
Namath and Stabler, Tua?
Yeah.
No. Former Texan.
Star.
Bart Starr?
Yeah, Bart Starr was an Alabama quarterback. Wasn't he?
No way. They would have claimed him years ago. They claim every single player they ever had. There's no way Bart Starr was Alabama.
No, where did he college? Where did he go to college?
Probably a service academy, if I had to guess. He probably went
Alabama.
To Air Force.
Bart Starr was an Alabama
quarterback. He was? How come they don't ever talk about him?
Because it was before even Joe Namath.
It was before Bear?
Yeah. Well, whatever. Yeah, Bart Starr, Joe Namath,
Kenny went like Stabler. This. It went Bart Starr, Joe Namath, Ken Stabler, A.J. McCarron, Tua.
Yeah.
That's how it went for pro quarterbacks, probably. Basically.
I mean, they had nothing for so long.
A freshman wins the Heisman.
If there was any year, Aiden Hutchinson finished second, which was pretty cool. All right,
that was really cool.
Let me ask you this
Who
question.
Who finished third? Because, I didn't see. KP or,
no,
or Stroud? Not
CJ
Stroud.
Finished fourth.
Yeah, good. Kenny Pickett did.
Pickett finished
third. It should have been Pickett one.
You think? I thought it should have been Hutchinson one.
Pickett one, Hutchinson two, Bryce Young three, Stroud four.
Are you just trying to get
kind of because he's already down. Mac Jones isn't even good. He's texting me that. Can't even like why did you lose out on a marketing deal to him?
Okay, all right. Let me ask you this question.
I said he's better than Matt Corral.
Aiden Hutchinson. Let's say the Texans lose this week to the Jags. The Lions actually win a football game. The Texans draft number one overall. Here is a story right here, and let me ask you if you agree, disagree, or what. Texans could draft defensive end if QB Mills shows promise. This is in Pro Football Rumors. Texans could draft. Let's say they've got one.
You and I have talked about that before.
Well, I understand. But David, the way Davis Mills looked yesterday, and Davis Mills continues to play well, continues to get better. We see he's got some touch. He's got a strong enough arm. We see, and now he hasn't played much football, so as he's playing more football, he's actually getting pretty good. Are you okay with them drafting Aiden Hutchinson with the first pick overall?
Yeah. If he's the best talent, yeah. Yeah, I want the best player.
Okay.
I want the best player. The worst thing you can do is draft a quarterback who is not a special quarterback in the top three. That's the worst thing you can do.
We've seen it happen all the time.
Yep.
All the time. That you reach because he's a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Every team has done it. Reaching for a guy because he's a quarterback because of that position. I would too. I'd be okay with taking Aiden Hutchinson.
Sure.
I would like them to draft back. If Aiden Hutchinson has that much juice with other teams, I think the Texans are in the unique position of not having any players at any position. I don't think any other team is as devoid of talent as the Houston Texans are,
mm-hmm.
that they need so much help that trading back would certainly be. I couldn't argue with that. Even if they did it with the number one over, if Aiden Hutchinson was sitting there, I couldn't argue with it as long as they got a good enough package.
So I had a really good conversation with a guy who is going to be who's more than likely going to get more than one interview for a general manager job this year. We were talking, and he was asking about like my opinion on a couple offensive linemen because he's having some arguments in his own building about a couple of linemen. Just wanted to see if I'd watched him. And he started talking about he wants to get his process together and his philosophy together for the interview process about how to build teams and what his philosophy was. And we were talking about that, and he said, you know, you have to find special in the NFL. If you, and he studied a bunch of rosters. He said, when you look at rosters that pop up and win Super Bowls or compete over the long haul, they have special players on them. A lot of times they'll have an all-time great on them. You look at the long run for the Green Bay Packers, all-time great quarterbacks. I mean, let's face it, Devontae Adams is a special wide receiver. Really a special wide receiver. They had it with Clay Matthews, a pass rusher. I don't even have to talk about Tom Brady. But if you look all over the league, the teams that have had the great runs, Russell Wilson was special at quarterback, and they had some special talent too. He said, you've got to have special on your roster. And so you can't settle on the draft. Your board has to be, these are the guys that we think have a chance to be special in each round. And you could say, this guy's a third-round talent, but we think he's a really, really good third-round type of talent. Because certain physical measurements and, you know, you have a profile of what a third-rounder looks like. Like, I can watch a guy for a little bit and say that, and if I know what his measurables are, he's probably a third-round type guy. That's what you can find. But that doesn't mean he can outplay.
Okay.
That's the value of where you draft him.
All right, let's I'll give you one right now. Marcus Jones.
So Marcus Jones is a short corner who is an elite returner. It's not worth the same value as when there were more kickoff returns. So some of that value is diminished. He's also a punt returner with special punt return talent. He also, and I want to mention this, has potential as a wide receiver. And people may sleep on that, but you better keep that in mind because I got a funny feeling he's going to get catches on the next level. I would say Marcus Jones is a guy that you would value in the third or fourth round, because he's a slot corner. He played outside at University of Houston. He's short. He's going to have to play inside. Let me tell you what he is. Hyper-competitive, makes elite. He's an elite playmaker, elite playmaking potential, and he has an impact on the game. So his value is going to be probably third round because he's a short slot corner, and I don't think he's going to run 4-3. I think he's going to run mid-4-4, which is not going to be the special. But you know what he is? A super valuable third rounder to me.
Did you see, speaking of which, did you see Jakeem Grant last night?
Yeah. The very similar body types.
Yes.
Very similar body types. Elite
Jakeem
returner.
Grant.
I looked at Jakeem and I thought about making that my comp for him, but I wanted to find a corner, and then I ended up making Dante Hall my comp for Marcus Jones. And you remember the X-Factor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Special returner. Special. Got MVP consideration.
Jakeem Grant last night for the Bears, he reminded me a lot of Marcus Jones and his return ability.
Yeah, his career hasn't been as good. That's why I made Dante Hall the comp.
Yeah.
Maybe Devin Hester would be the comp, but they're different physical types.
But Jakeem Grant playing, I could certainly see Marcus Jones. But that's the kind of guy who can contribute at a higher level than a third round. You know who else is?
Yeah.
I think Nico Collins could turn into a guy like that.
It was a third round pick. I put a second round grade on him. I'm not sure why. Maybe. Well, so his Senior Bowl wasn't great. So he's not a So he's not really a separator, a route separator. That's who he's not. But if you let him run down the field and make plays in space in certain types of passing attacks, he can make plays. So, you know, this guy's whole philosophy was find the guys that you think have a chance to be special in round 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6, 7 to play beyond where they're drafted, and then stick with it and don't get scared on draft day. I think Nick Caserio panicked on draft day because players were being taken off the board earlier than he expected. And I think he panicked in his first draft by himself. I don't think he'll panic next year. I think he got through that. And to me, it's about this. So the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know what they do? They set their board up, and then they have to go through the Roonies, and the Roonies will scratch character people that they think are not worth the character trouble. And once they've put their entire board up, right, they draft for every team. So what Kevin Colbert would do, with the first pick of the draft, the Steelers draft Kayvon Thibodeau. With the second pick of the draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers draft, you know, who would they draft if they had the second pick? Aiden Hutchinson. Third, Kenny Pickett or Matt Corral. They go 32 picks of Pittsburgh Steelers. Then they stack their board based on priority of needs and how highly they have guys graded. And then once their board is stacked, my dad told me all this. Once a board is stacked, okay, as soon as a guy's drafted, take the name off the board. Name off the board. Once it gets to the Steelers, top guy on there, that's our pick. Because then they don't waver in their process. Yeah. The guys we like the most, whoever's there, we're not going to freak out or panic because certain positions, or there's a run on a position. Right. We're sticking with our Steelers and who we got. Yep. And then you end up with guys like, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster and Chase Claypool.
Deontay Johnson. And
Antonio Brown and, you know, guys like that. Anyway, high character wide receivers.
9:15. Larry Stafford wants to get in here and talk about the Texans. We'll do that
and
on the other
he'll
side.
Holler.
And I'll holler. Guys, it's Christmas. Give her the next best thing to wear. Nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. Available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas. It feels just like her soft skin. That's all. It's better, more alluring than lingerie. You'll love the feel of both of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. And best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. And you order today, Pajamagram's also going to send you a free matching naturally nude nightie with the purchase of naturally nude pajamas. That is free gift packaging and a free naturally nude nightie when you order today. In a year filled with the unexpected, get her something she can count on. But you need to order today because last year they sold out. Sold out before Christmas. Now, here's what you do. You go to Pajamagram.com right now. Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. And tell them John Granato sent you.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. When I'm not playing rugby, I'm listening to John and Lance on the bench. Go Sabercats.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97. Wow, a couple legendary callers here. Larry and Stafford and Gilbert is on hold. So let's, I didn't mean to compare you with Gilbert, but you guys are both, it's funny, Larry, you're both on the line. Welcome to the show, Larry and Stafford, who is a legendary talk show caller for years and years and years.
And former college basketball player.
Yeah.
Well, something you may not know.
Where did he play?
I don't know if he wants me putting his business out there, but I know where he played.
Larry, do you want to put your business out
there? Hey, I appreciate that, LZ. Don't put it out there, man. Okay. There's too many haters out there.
I'm just saying he talks a lot about football.
Yeah.
But the man knows basketball. He's a good friend of mine that I grew up with. He played ball with him. So that's how I knew. I was like, my buddy said, you know, I played ball with Larry, right?
I said,
Larry as in I'll hop. Larry and Stafford, Larry? He goes, yeah. I said, what? Basketball? Larry, he said, yeah, Larry played basketball.
Larry, are you a Stafford lifer? Are you really still in Stafford, or is that now you're just your moniker?
You know I'm still in Stafford, man. Why would I go anywhere? Perfect location.
Why would I want to leave Stafford?
I'm close to my mama house. I'm close to Sugar Land. I'm close to Mo City. I'm close to the 8th. It's the perfect location. LZ, man. What's up?
Why would we even ask?
I was just wondering.
You make it sound like the greatest place on earth.
Yeah. No, I was just asking. That's all.
Look here. And now we got Costco over here and
that's a wrap.
Canes.
That's a wrap.
And,
Oh, man.
Hey, man, it's a wrap. I ain't trying to go nowhere because they're going to pay me some money if I sell it, so I ain't going nowhere. Look here, fellas, I appreciate y'all letting me get in. I want to hit on a couple of things that Steph Stradley talked about. You know, y'all were leaning on her to try to figure out, get her to say Jack Easterby, but it's big. It's more than Jack. Hey, y'all know I'm pretty rooted in my beliefs, and I try to stand firm on the things that I believe in. And them Texans yesterday, I went over there, they had the roof open. See, they trying to sell us all these different byproducts to keep our minds off the actual product on the field. Hey, you guys have watched the movie Roadhouse, right?
Yeah.
With Patrick Swayze. And you remember when that bar owner wanted to clean up the double deuce and he brought in that cooler? And then he had the owner put all their names in an envelope. And then he fired all their ass and handed them an envelope. Here's where the Texans need to – we know who needs to be fired, starting with Zach. But don't stop there. You better send Tim Kelly's sorry ass flying too. You better send David Johnson's ass flying too.
Yeah.
Amendola, Burkhead. Don't stop there. And then you save that last envelope for Nick Caserio ass. And let me explain to you why. Because, see, Steph Stradley was saying that we Texans fans and Houstonians and people from the South, I ain't going to never trust none of them fools from the East Coast. They ass ain't about nothing but lying and cheating anyway. And I don't want somebody that's going to be talking down to me, LZ. So what the Texans need to do is get some more dudes that belong in that locker room or back in that organization. Like, how in the hell do you not have Andre Johnson back? Yesterday was homecoming. They didn't even put the dudes that came to the game on the Jumbotron or on the field. And this is something we've been watching for 20 years. And yet they want us to trust that they know what they're doing? No, Cal big ass over there don't know what he's doing. He's being led by his nose. And then I got to sit there and watch Jack Easterby go over there and hug Grusa Hill after he get hurt, like he's trying to prey on him and stuff like that. And we see a fraud, and we know a fraud when we see it, LZ. This ain't about nothing else. They squandered 20 years of loyalty over one dude. And that one dude is going to be gone. We survived Charlie Cassidy. We survived Rick. We survived Don Capers. We survived Antoine Peake. We survived dudes that we just know was doing some damage over there. And now you want us to just go ahead and trust Jack Easterby? Yo, ass out your mind. I'll just say this and I'll let you go. I'll take Aiden Hutchinson. I'll take Evan Neal. And if Kyle Hamilton is on the board, I'm liking what Kyle doing at Notre Dame. There's a whole bunch of other things that they can do over there. But I'm going to tell you this. I still ain't figured out why Larry Thompson big ass ain't playing football and we paying him all that money. But then again, you know what? They still trying to get rid of my boy D. Watt, which is still dumb. And I'll holler.
And I'll holler. That's Larry and Stafford, man. Good stuff, as always. Let's we got to get Gilbert
you
in
get
here.
Gilbert
we
got, and Stafford?
We got Jeremy. Huh?
Let's get Gilbert and Stafford in.
It's not Gilbert and Stafford. Gilbert is on Clay Road.
Well, is he?
Well, he's not now. He's in the hospital. Gilbert in the hospital is what it is.
You want to just do 1 minute, Gilbert? Do
we really want we to? Have to because we got Jeremy Branham coming on the bottom.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, Gilbert. Were you still in the hospital?
Yep.
You're still there, huh?
What's I'm in a nursing home right now.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I thought it was.
A nursing home?
I'm at a nursing home in Blaylock.
Yeah, he's on. Where is it, Gilbert? What's the name of it?
Blaylock and I-10.
Blaylock and I-10.
It's called Memorial City Rehabilitation Center.
Yeah. Do you get to go out or you got to stay in all the time now?
What?
Do you get to go out or do you have to stay in there all the time?
Have to stay in all the time.
You do?
What's the place called?
Memorial City Rehabilitation Center.
Oh.
On Blaylock.
I didn't hear
can
the word.
Can you and Wendy come see me?
Lance, can you and Wendy go see him?
Did you say me and Wendy?
Yeah, I think that's what he meant.
Can you and Wendy come see me, John?
Oh, me? I thought you meant Lance. Maybe. We'll see, Gilbert. I don't know. Well, you know, Wendy works all day, so that's going to be hard. But
where,
you know, we can try.
Where are you? Gilbert, give me the name again. Memorial
What's the name
City
of it?
What?
The name of the place is Memorial City Rehabilitation Center.
I can't understand that word.
I don't
know. Blaylock.
Yeah, it's on Blaylock and I-10. Blaylock and I-10.
All right.
Memorial City. Yeah. It's a nursing home. You're in a nursing home already. Why are you in a nursing home? You're not that old.
Yeah, but I got problems swallowing, you know.
You got what?
They want to be safe at home.
Oh, it's Memorial City Health and Rehabilitation.
Health and Rehabilitation Center.
1341 Blaylock Road. That's it.
Is that it, Gilbert?
Yep.
Health and Rehabilitation.
Yeah, Rehabilitation.
What room are you in?
Please, John, when you come visit me. Please.
I'll come visit you, Gilbert. What room are you in? Do we have to get permission? Do we have to get permission or... Do you have to? Is there anything we need to know if we come by?
Yeah, well, I want you and your wife to come see me, Lance.
He just wants
Nicole.
Yeah, he just wants Nicole there. It's the same with me. It's not about me either.
Can we just send Nicole and Wendy to come see you?
How about that? Just Nicole and Wendy.
Yeah, that'd be better. That'd be better. Look, I'm like a prisoner in here. I can't eat. I can't sleep.
Why can't you eat or sleep? Are they holding you against your will? Are you locked to the? Are you chained to a table? What do you mean?
You can't feel like you're a prisoner?
What are you talking about? You're not. You're in a nursing
home. I can't walk in front of my father anyway.
They what?
They might think I might fall down anyway. You know.
You might fall down. So are you moving around?
They got you in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Did you actually say that would be better if it was just Nicole and Wendy?
Yeah. There's no question it'd be better. Yeah, that'd be better anyway.
So, Twitch is now saying free Gilbert.
I love you. You're my best sports talker in the world, you know.
We appreciate you sticking with...
Go see before I die anyway.
Okay. Oh, Gilbert, come on now. Let's not talk like that.
All right.
We'll come see you.
We'll come see you, Gilbert.
We'll come see you, buddy.
All right.
But I need to know the rules.
Please, will that be anyway?
Yeah.
Are we going to drive there and they're going to say, no, you didn't have an appointment or like, do we need to know?
When are visiting hours?
You can come in before 5 o'clock, okay?
Before 5? Well, I don't know if Wendy could come, so it might be me because she can't come that
early. No, Wendy can come anytime at night, you know.
Oh, I see.
About 7 o'clock.
I see. I see where this is headed. All right. Okay, Gilbert.
Wendy can come anytime tonight.
All right, buddy.
Can Jennifer Reyna come?
Yes, Jennifer Reyna can come.
Yeah, Jennifer Reyna, I'd like to see her come.
Yeah. See.
Fix her, okay? Tell her I'm in the hospital.
We don't need this filth in Florida.
Okay, so Memorial City, Health and Rehabilitation. We ought to get a little, you know what? I feel like I got to be careful because they probably have rules. Yeah. Gilbert's not telling us that he doesn't know, and we could come up there with like a big plate of barbecue, and they could say, "You can't bring that in here. What are you doing?"
Right. Well, don't bring your big
plate
of barbecue.
Like, I'm sure listeners would love to do something nice for Gilbert right now. The problem is,
How about egg rolls from China Garden? That would be something.
Gilbert.
Egg rolls from China Garden.
Egg rolls from China Garden. Would that be a nice treat from the listeners?
I can't eat solid food yet. Anyway,
can't eat solid food yet.
What about applesauce?
I can't have food yet, you know.
Oh, no.
Well, what's going on that you can't have solid food?
What's the deal?
Come on, I can't swallow the wrong place. We'll make sure my lungs are okay anyway.
Your lungs?
Don't go to the wrong place anyway, you know.
Can't swallow.
I'm just going to trust the
All right, we'll bring you a smoothie then. We got to go. Jeremy Branham is next right here on ESPN 97.5. We're talking about that big Cougs game on Saturday night with Jeremy Branham from the Killer Bees. Right now, though, it's Jeff Aronoff. He's a killer A, okay? Aronoff. If you're looking for a great way for you to make your home better, make your business better, listen, this holiday season, how about that for a present? Hey, honey, how about we redo the kitchen? How about that? You put it in a card, you draw a brand new kitchen or something. I don't know how you do it. Or you get a piece of a magazine article with a brand new redecorating, and Jeff Aronoff comes over and he redoes your entire kitchen with cabinets, countertops, floors, everything. There's nothing the dude can't do, okay? And if you're looking for a great renovation in any room or outdoor, it doesn't matter. He is spectacular. He does entire countertops and vanities for hotels, okay, puts them in. There's no job that's too big for Jeff Aronoff. There's a lot of jobs too small, but there's no job that's too big. If you're looking to upgrade in this holiday season, what a gift that would be for your wife. All you got to do is call Jeff, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Hey, guys. Want to talk about my friends over at Maestro Dobel. A phenomenal tequila. Absolutely brilliant. Had some this weekend. Did the sipping. I actually had it cold. I put it in my refrigerator, the Añejo, and then sipped the nice, cool tequila, and it was absolutely fantastic. And why not? Maestro Dobel is produced by 11 generations of tequila makers. These 100% blue agave. The difference from a spirit standpoint, and I've had different types of tequilas, is that whatever your personal favorite is, whether it's a silver, a smoked silver, Añejo, Reposado, Extra Añejo, the Cristalino, which is a blend of three different types of tequilas that are charcoal filtered, which gives it a clear, smooth, distinct finish, you are going to absolutely love Maestro Dobel in any and all of the varietals. I mean, really a special, special tequila. You can buy it anywhere that fine liquors are sold, whether you are looking for a smoky tequila or maybe you just want something that'll go great in your cocktails. It's Maestro Dobel.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Kelvin, could you give us your thoughts on that final play?
It was goaltending.
Did you get any kind of response at all from the officials as they were leaving the court?
None.
That was pretty succinct. Jeremy Branham, the voice of the Cougs, radio voice of the Cougs, is with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's an honor to be on with the bench.
Let's talk. It's not that big of an honor. Let's talk about, by the way, he's also the host of The Killer Bees. Let's talk about that game. Let's talk about that atmosphere. Let's talk about, I mean, that's a good Bama team. Right now, they are, the power rankings has them as sixth in the country. That's a really good team. J.D. Davison and the rest of the crew, that's a fun team. That was a tournament game, wasn't it? That atmosphere, that the back and forth, that was so much fun to watch.
I think there were 16 lead changes in the second half. There was 12,000 screaming Alabama fans. So in a lot of ways, you know, the back and forth on the floor was like a tournament game, but you're not going to get that sort of hostile environment in the tournament. So in a lot of ways, a more difficult environment to play in. But you're right, Bama's loaded. Just beat Gonzaga in Seattle, which is a crime, but that's a neutral-sided game, by the way. But their backcourt is really good. Shackelford, one of the best guards in the country, one of a really good college guard, their best pro, you mentioned. Davison actually comes off the bench for them, and he's projected top 10 pick in the draft. So that team's loaded. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, Quinterly, everybody. That is a nice, nice team. Hey,
I want to ask you about comparisons of this year's team, last year's team. Last year's team was a Final Four team, but one guy in particular in Marcus Sasser is just playing. It's like offensively, John called him last year, we both did, the gang that couldn't shoot straight. Like, if they could get to 70, they were going to win because you knew they would defend. But Sasser has been the big difference because the guy just is shooting so much better this year, and he just seems to have really come into his own as an offensive threat.
Yeah, he has. I mean, I guess that's part of being the guy. And Sasser's worked hard at his game. I mean, he came in as a freshman, and he was a good player as a freshman, and last year as a sophomore, but he's completely changed his body. I mean, he has aspirations of being an NBA guy. The staff told him, you gotta beef up in terms of like muscle, and you gotta lose a little bit of the baby fat, and he has. And I think that's translated to his game, whether in shooting the ball better. But the thing that I've been impressed really with him is his handles. I mean, his ability to be able to handle the basketball and get to his shot is something that you didn't see for him in the last couple of years. And also his ability to finish at the basket. I mean, he came in as a guy that could knock down an open jumper, but now that he's getting to his shot, creating on his own, and then getting to the basket to score, is something he didn't do in his first 2 years. And that's something that Quentin Grimes was called upon to do last year for Houston. All-American, first-rounder, went to the Knicks, and he set the record for the most three-pointers by a rookie with the Knicks yesterday. He was seven, scored 20-something points, which, you know, rookies don't do in New York a whole lot, especially for Thibodeau. So there's a big hole to fill. And I think Sasser's doing a good job of filling that hole. Like, if you're comparing it to last year's team, I think Sasser's taking that step up. And then I also think you have more offensive creativity with this team, because last year you couldn't really go to the post to score. You know, Gorham and Gresham, good college players, but they weren't post scorers. This year you can, whether it's Fabian White or Josh Carlton who comes off the bench. I think you can score more ways with this team. You might not have the upside player like Quentin Grimes, but a lot more versatility offensively.
Yeah, I agree. This is a fun team to watch. You didn't have a lot of 83-82 games last year. It was a grinding team, but this team still hits the boards. Hearing from Oates after the game, he was like, man, you want to talk about a war out there. Holy cow, that's a physical basketball team. And that's what Kelvin Sampson, that's what he does. He gets these guys to play hard. All right, the goaltend. I'm not sure. The angles that I saw, Jeremy, I don't think it's definitive that that ball was in the cylinder. I know Kelvin Sampson feels that way. As you can't be unbiased. What do you think? What did you think of the last play?
Well, saying that I can't be unbiased is not realistic, because I look through the Cougar goggles every day. I don't think it was 100% definitive either. Gun to my head, I do think it was in the cylinder, and it was a tipped ball by Fabian White that was coming down. So in my opinion, it should have been goaltending, but you're right. I mean, it's not 100% definitive. One thing that bothers me about the play is that's a really hard play to call in that spot. Like, I mean, you don't know for sure if it's on the cylinder. You look at where the officials are. I mean, that's a tough angle to see what the cylinder is. I feel like the rule really doesn't do the refs any favors that, you know, you have to call it on the floor to review it. It's strange because you had a situation about a minute and a half in game time before that in which Alabama was called for an offensive goaltending with a ball on the cylinder. But if it's called on the floor, you can go to the monitor and review it. And they did, and they confirmed that it was offensive goaltending with the ball on the cylinder. So I just don't like the rule. Like, I don't really crush the refs too bad in that spot, because it's a really difficult call to make, especially in a hostile environment, especially with the game on the line, clock winding down. But the fact that you can't go review it is something that bothers me. I feel like they need to change the rule. I think there's a good chance that upon review it doesn't get overturned. In my opinion, it was goaltending, but was it definitive? Probably not.
When does Tremont Mark, he had a couple of good games, had a 20-point game since he's come back, but he doesn't look like Tremont Mark yet.
Yeah, he's had a banged-up shoulder that kept him out for about the first three or four games. Didn't play until they went to Vegas for the Maui Invitational, and I think it's still bothering him. You know, you can tell that the shot's just not there yet. The outside shot, he's had some really good games coming back from the injury, and I thought he was starting to build it back up to be that, you know, Tremont Mark that we thought, and didn't look the same in Alabama. Some of that's just because they're good defensively, and their game plan was to take Tremont out of things that he does well. But he had a good couple of games during the home streak against some, you know, opponents that weren't as good as Alabama or, you know, anywhere near like top 50 in the nation. But for the Cougars to hit their ceiling, you know, they're going to need Tremont Mark to play well. And they don't need a lot out of him, right? They don't need him to score 20 a game because they have Sasser. But they need another playmaker. And I like him in his role. I like him that he's coming off the bench. You know, provide a spark off the bench, I think, can help them a lot. But, yeah, I mean, for them to reach their ceiling and their potential, they need him to play well.
Absolutely. Now, I think it, to be that team again this year, to be a Final Four team or at least make a deep run, Tremont Mark has got to be, he's got plenty of time to get back to what he was. Well, just a fun game, Jeremy. I was in a bar. I couldn't hear it, but I was watching that game, and holy cow, that just looked like so much fun, so much emotion. And this team, you said you hit it. It was a hostile environment, and they didn't care. They were making big baskets. Shed's three to make it 71-70 was just huge, but it was play after play after play.
Yeah, the back and forth was awesome. I mean, that was a great game. It's about as good a game as you're going to find in December. It would have really bothered me if the season ended that way, but the fact that it was an out-of-conference game in mid-December, and you know, even with the controversy at the end, you left that game feeling pretty good about who you were. You didn't get beat by 20. You know, you felt like you didn't play your best in a very tough environment. You handled adversity well, I thought. You were gritty. So I left that game feeling really good about both teams, honestly. You know, the fact that the Cougars lost by one, could have won, some would say should have won, I think you leave Alabama feeling pretty good, and I think Alabama is going to win the SEC. I think that they're loaded. What they did at Gonzaga was impressive. So I think you have two teams in that game that are Final Four potential teams.
Yep, and you got a nice little schedule coming up here, too.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, Louisiana's here. Oklahoma State is here on Saturday.
Cincinnati before the end of the year.
Yeah.
There's only four games before the end of the year, so... You know, there's time to focus. I know you got to focus on some school stuff. The kids are going to have to, take care of the school stuff as well. And
where's the Oklahoma State game?
Oklahoma State's going to be at. No, it's here.
It's at. Where's the Oklahoma State game, Jeremy?
It's Saturday in Fort Worth at Dickey's Arena.
Oh, where they, Fort Worth.
That's right.
Yeah, they play the conference tournament there. So Samson likes to play an out of conference neutral site game there. That way, the players kind of get the feel of what it's going to look like during the conference tournament.
Yeah.
And then you got Cincinnati at home.
Yeah, Cincinnati home on the 28th. Same day as the bowl. So the bowl will play at 10 a.m. that morning, and then the U of H basketball game will be that night at 7 at Fertitta.
Are you going to do both? You're going to get a private jet and do both?
I was thinking about doing the Josh Lewin, but usually they don't get private jets to sideline guys. So I think I'm going to be out of the bowl game for that. Unless Tillman is hearing this and he wants to, fly me back to Houston real quick.
Well, you're Josh Lewin's bitch then, aren't you? I mean, that's a shame. That's a shame. Pick it up, Jeremy. All right.
I know.
All right.
Well, John, hold on. You know somebody from Oklahoma State. Oh, no. It's Cincinnati. No. It's not Oklahoma State game.
No, they're playing
Yeah, it's Auburn. A Cincinnati game.
It's Auburn and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Birmingham. All right. Hey, Jeremy, we appreciate it as always. Thanks, man. Thanks for joining us, and have a good show today.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, John. Thanks, LZ.
All right. There is Jeremy Branham right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Maybe he can't take a plane. Maybe you can get him a car for this kid.
Once again, they're not cars for kids. They're not going to provide cars for sideline reporters. That's not what they do. I want to make sure I come in there and let you know that is not what this charity is for. They take your donation of a car, whether it's running or not running. In fact, many of the vehicles they pick up, the pickup trucks, the motorcycles, the cars, they're not even running. They don't even work, and that's fine with them. They'll pick it up. They'll take your donation. They'll give you a $50 Visa gift card, from, as long as you mention you heard about it on ESPN 97.5, and they'll give you a tax write-off so you can write off the car and not the kid. And this is a great way for you to be involved in a charitable contribution, and they work directly with the Houston Can Academy to help young people have a second chance at a diploma. So you're doing something great. You write off the car and not the kid. But keep in mind, if you do it before the end of the year, you've got a tax write-off for this calendar year. So make sure that you get it done early. You get it done this year. And they'll come out there and haul it right off your property. No questions asked. They'll even do the search and title transfer. Carsforkids.org. That's carsforkids.org.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Boy. Hey, listen. Revenge has no age. A 76-year-old Florida woman arrested for allegedly targeting her ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend in an auto vandalism spree that employed oil, pink lipstick, and a dead raccoon. Apparently, this 76-year-old wrote, and listen, his new girlfriend, 64. I mean, this dude, I'm telling you, he had to upgrade, though. Look at her, 76, and she is pissed. She's writing, loves kinky sex and womanizer. I think she meant womanizer, in pink lipstick, and then threw a dead raccoon. Ever have a dead raccoon in your car?
I had a kid named Lonnie put a crawfish in my back satchel in fourth grade, and it died, and it stunk it up so bad that the janitors and everyone were searching for where it came from,
right.
And it was in my bag, and I didn't know he did it as a joke, and they called me to the office. I'm like, what am I getting called to the office for? And it was Lonnie was there, and he had to admit that he put something in my book satchel. Dead crawfish, and it smelled awful.
Oh, dead crawfish.
Crawdad.
Yeah. No. The shells from the crawfish stink so bad.
Oh, it was
horrible. My buddy put one under Chris Hansen from Green Bay put it under Chad's,
catches the child under predators.
Chad's seat. Not that one.
Oh.
She put it under Chad's seat, and like weeks
later, can't find it.
Jonathan is like, Dad, you stink. This stinks. Chad was like, I just showered. What are you talking? They went under the seat and found the crawfish bag that Chris had left under there.
Oh, it was an accident.
No, he did it on purpose.
What a jerk.
Have you ever thought about being a death by otters? I know you think about lightning, maybe striking lightning. You know you're going to die in 2027, right?
27 is when Gilbert had me.
Yeah, you're going to die. What about if you're attacked by otters and die? Huh. You think that would be?
That sounds pretty terrible.
Well, this man was attacked by 20 otters, bitten 26 times. He lived, though. Here's a look at his skin and the bites from otters. Would you be at all opposed
to... Those look infected.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. Look at otters. Man, 20 otters attacking you? Oh, no.
No, those look like little...
I'd much rather have 20 mosquitoes.
That's like a combination between a dog and a possum.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Did you kick an otter nest or something? Why were 20 otters attacking that guy? What did he do to piss off 20 otters?
Maybe he's anti-otter.
Did he take an otter baby and throw it down or something?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, you know what they say about otters? Don't start no
bleep. I'd have to read the story. I'd have to read the story. Yeah. Here's a headline, and let me ask you what you find with this headline.
Okay.
As Biden promotes democracy abroad, advocates urge him to focus on fixing U.S. elections. Some would say he already has.
Yeah, I don't think the wording is quite what they said,
Promotes democracy abroad, advocates urge him to focus on fixing U.S. elections.
Maybe. Who's the headline? And this just shows you. Headline writes like
CNN. CNN wrote that.
They have real goofs working there who can't figure out headline writing.
Yeah.
Fixing U.S. elections. That's a good job. Oh, I thought you were going to end that with fixing U.S. soccer matches or fixing basketball games.
Well, I'm not opposed to that either, as long as I know about it.
Just let me know.
As long as I'm in on it. A Harvard researcher says the key to cutting Canada's surgery wait times. Apparently, there's long wait times in Canada for surgery. Here's an easy answer. Making surgery available on the weekends. Do you think that we needed Harvard to come up with, hey, maybe you guys can work on the weekends?
We think we may have figured something out.
We figured it out. There's a couple of days you guys aren't working.
So can you imagine what the weekend crew is going to be for, listen, we've got some backups here that are going to be doing surgeries on the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. How does that sound? Can I get the first? Can I get
full,
first
the Monday through Friday guy?
Listen, this is JV surgery. Yeah. You're going to be fine. We're going to get it knocked out on a Saturday at 6 o'clock. I'd rather have somebody who has something to do on a Saturday.
How about this? Do you remember the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991?
Yeah.
Do you know what Vladimir Putin was doing? He said to make ends meet, he moonlighted as a taxi driver in the 90s. Wouldn't that have been great if you got picked up by Vladimir Putin as your taxi driver?
So how are you? What are you expecting to do with the rest of your day? I'm going to do a lot of things to prepare to take over this entire country and run it with an iron fist.
Well,
I am just going to have tea and a nice, delicious dumpling. With a green tea soup, I was not going to take over a country. Well, I am going to and rule it with iron fist, but fairly.
Vote for me, please.
Maybe a lot of accidental poisonings. Maybe people die of poisoning. Maybe not. Okay, this will be good.
You can
just drop me off here. Thank you. I get 5-star ranking on the Uber. I will give you 5-star, yes.
Yes. Six. Yeah, I'll give you 6.
Yes. Here's an extra tip. Here's some more rubles for you.
Are they rubles?
Are they rubles? That you're the president of your company. Drove a taxi. All right. We're done. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I've already mentioned this weekend we had a bunch of Coors. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights. I don't know what you're doing today. I have a feeling by day I might have a Coors Light or 3 or 5 or whatever the case may be. I'm not going to limit myself, okay? I never say, hey, I'm going to go have a beer. That's so limiting. Why would I say I'm going to have a beer? I'm going to go for beers. And then I don't limit myself. Don't limit yourself either when it comes to cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. The more you drink, the more refreshed you are. Man, was I refreshed on Saturday night at that wedding. Holy cow. I was really, really refreshed. And you can be refreshed too. All you got to do is pick up a nice, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. And listen, what other beer tells you it's cold? There's no other beer ever that will tell you it's cold. You know how I know mine's cold? It speaks to me with its blue mountains. It doesn't really talk, but I can see it. I see it every single time because I got blue mountains. You got blue mountains? Get your blue mountains. Know that your beer is cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. It's the world's most refreshing beer, Coors Light. Because we're going to be legends.
Going to get their attention. Bye, bitch.
ESPN. 97.5.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.